Well, one in three Australian households experiences food insecurity. It's a problem that has only worsened under cost of living pressures. Here in Western Sydney, we're broadcasting today from Penrith. The not-for-profit Penrith Community Kitchen has become a lifeline, serving lunch each day to those in need. Here's what a typical day in the kitchen sounds like.
My name's Kathy Craig. I've been with the kitchen since it first started, which is 33 years ago, so I've been here ever since. I come in, I turn the bay on and check out everything. Normally I know what I'm having the day before. So the day before I might prepare, say, you know, tomato and onions with sausages, and we have the potatoes and everything ready. Then I heat all that in our combo oven and then we put it in the bay. People are dropping stuff off to donate and answering the phone, answering emails. We get a lot of emails of people asking for help. We also do 12 schools that we do. We cook frozen meals for them 2 afternoons a week for the kids or the families that are doing it tough. There's a lot going on. It's a very busy little hub here. And just coordinating the ladies, we have different ladies every day volunteering. Some of them have been with me for like 20 years.
I can't see about my glasses.
Okay.
It should just... Right, that's it. We're good.
How long have you been volunteering here?
About 20 years. I came to try it. I enjoyed working with the women. I enjoyed our customers. But on the whole, they're good.
Nearly 3 months, I think, I've been here, yeah. People are just doing it tough.
So our numbers are going up and up. Some days we'll get 50 people in.
We have a lot of fresh veggies, but when we get a low, we top it up with the canned ones. Yeah, so we use them just about every day. My name's Sharon. I've been here about 13, 14 years. Oh, lots more people coming. Lots more families coming in with kids and stuff. Yeah, so mainly the numbers of people. People can't afford to go and buy food, and a lot of people are homeless these days, so, yeah. You done?
Bob, how long have you been coming to the community kitchen?
Oh, 5 years. What do I like about it, though? I don't have to cook the meals. And the ladies are very nice. And the food's always good. I'm quite happy to have a hot meal here each day. There are young people come here too now. I've noticed people are on hard times. We're the ones that appreciate it more. People just can't afford to buy, you know, forego other things to buy food, so they come to a kitchen like this, and it helps out a lot.
So it just makes me grateful every day that, you know, I'm in a position, and if I can help a few people out, feeding them or what have you, I'm very happy, because, you know, that's what makes the world go round, us all giving and caring.
There from the Penrith Community Kitchen. Well, joining me this morning is Jeremy Moss. He's the president of the Penrith Community Kitchen and is with me from our outside broadcast in Penrith this morning. Jeremy, it's great to have you here. Yeah. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I could see on your face as you were listening to some of your volunteers and recipients a lot of pride and a lot of warmth. There's some dedicated people in your service.
Oh, there definitely is. All the volunteers that have been involved for many years. You know, it's a 33-year-old organisation. It was actually a real tearjerker listening to all that. It was a real emotional roller coaster for me. It was really lovely to hear, and especially hearing from Bob. I've actually met Bob a few times, and I mean, he's a wonderful man, and you know, he really, really gets a lot of, you know, what we do, and he's really appreciative. So those are the moments that just make you think, yeah, no, what we're doing is worth it. You know, we're having a real impact within the community.
These kinds of services can be a real barometer as to what's going on in the community around. What are you seeing at the moment, and how does that compare to what's been seen in years past?
Yeah, look, we always have fluctuations with our numbers, but we've seen immediate increase of numbers, especially over the past few months. And you go back to our slogan, it's feeding those in need, right? So we're a non-for-profit organisation feeding anyone within the community that's in need of a hot meal. It's not just for the homeless, it's for people in need. We're getting pensioners out there, we're getting families walking through the door, young people, older people, all the various walks that are, you know, got a lot of things going on in the world at the moment, from, you know, affordability and impact on their own lives. Mm.
Is it hard for people to walk through those doors for the first time?
Sometimes it is, yes. I've been down there and, you know, seen people that they're struggling. You just go up and just, you know, you don't even have to say anything and then, you know, they'll just walk with you through the door. But the team of ladies down there, they're the best. They specialise in that, right? They're all humble, they're approachable, they're just lovely people. And I think that's what makes the experience, you know, so wholesome down there is the ladies in the kitchen cooking.
Mm, yeah, you were absolutely beaming when Kathy Craig was speaking about her work there for such a long time. What does all this tell you about what's needed for communities right now if people are coming through those doors for the first time, and also those who've been coming for a long time because the problems they're dealing with haven't been fixed, they haven't been sorted?
I think we can just sum it up in one word, and that word is support. You know, people need support at the moment. We all do, especially in, you know, times that are tough. And the community out there, we're doing it tough. We really are, from affordability.
Mm. How much pride is there here in Penrith?
Oh, Penrith, it's a community full of pride. It is the best city in the world to live in. It's a wonderful community. We've got each other's back. In troubled times, we all band together and we push through it and we get through hard times.
Jeremy, it's been so good to have you in this morning, and many thanks for your volunteers yesterday for being so welcoming as well, and thank you so much for your work.
No, thank you for having me, and all the best for this morning, guys.
Jeremy Moss there from Penrith Community Kitchen.